With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In what would be a landmark decision, the U.S. Supreme Court this week appeared likely to rule in favor of parents in Maryland who objected on religious grounds to books made available in their district's elementary schools that feature stories about gay and transgender characters. Tony Perkins, president of the Washington-based Family Research Council, says such a decision would be a stark contrast with another ruling back in the year 1963.
The court ruled that reading of the Bible in schools, which parents could opt their children out of, was unconstitutional on the grounds that it might unduly influence children. Now scripture is banned, but books like What Are Your Words, Uncle Bobby's Wedding, and Pride Puppy are read to children with no right to opt out. This conflict is not going away. In fact, it's just beginning. And it may make the 50-year battle over abortion look tame by comparison.
This week's Supreme Court arguments over parental rights will be discussed in depth on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, which will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Speaking with reporters before leaving for Rome, President Trump says he and the First Lady will pay their respects to Pope Francis.
Good man. He loved the world, actually, and he was just a good man. I met him twice. I thought he was a fantastic kind of a guy.
Heads of state and royalty from all over the world will begin converging on Rome for Pope Francis' funeral in the Vatican St. Peter's Square. President Trump will be among the leaders attending. Today was the last day the late Pope will lie in state at St. Peter's Basilica, his coffin sealed in preparation for his funeral tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow had 15 points, the Nasdaq composite up 202. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Ohio.
A federal judge says Montgomery County cannot sever relations with a Christian home for abused women just because it is religious. Grace Haven Incorporated was seeking a preliminary injunction against the county, which is trying to cut the ministry off because it hires only Christians. This kind of case is becoming increasingly common across the U.S. as states, counties, and cities pass laws designed to promote the LGBT agenda in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The National Institutes of Health will no longer provide grant money to any college or university that boycotts Israel. Every year, the NIH hands out tens of billions of dollars in the form of academic and research grants. The new policy defines a boycott as refusing to deal, cutting commercial relations, or otherwise limiting commercial relations specifically with Israeli companies or with companies doing business in or with Israel. This is SRN News. Tennessee health officials have confirmed a measles outbreak, which brings the number of U.S. states with outbreaks to 10. The U.S. has 800 measles cases in 2025. Two children and an adult have died from measles-related illnesses. Conservatives say former talk show host Steve Hilton may strike a chord with a broad range of disgruntled California voters when he campaigns for governor.
Former California Congressman John Campbell says when it comes to college tuition in the Golden State,
it is absolutely crazy.
He says white heterosexual Californians are now disadvantaged in college admissions, and out-of-state students pay higher rates, but for illegals,
you pay in-state.
And Campbell says the state just spent $10 billion in health care for illegals in a single year.
But all kinds of services that citizens need and get are being cut back.
Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.